At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Why wait until Friday to start your weekend?
Go ahead, start right now.
You're thirsty now, and 93.7 The Ticket is here to help you stock up.
Just in time for the weekend when I like to hit the clubs.
Time to broaden your horizons and try some new wine and beer. It's Thirsty Thursday with Kevin Meyer from Meyer's Cork and Bottle.
Oh,
that was a beauty.
That was one of the better ones.
There it
clicky.
Is. Now,
that
now,
sounds like a cider.
Oh, too clicky.
It looks like a cider. It smells like a cider.
Hear me out here.
Whoa. Oh, whoa. Too clicky.
Because Austin was kind enough to let me know that we were going to be a five spot tonight. And so I thought, I better bring two of whatever we're going to do.
That's awesome.
And that means no leftovers for Stricky in the bottle either.
That's okay. Well, Stricky got a nice repertoire of the good stuff.
We have a clicky for Stricky. We have a pop pop. What we don't have, though, is an Ellie's Alley.
We don't have an Ellie's Alley.
Until now.
Uh-huh.
Until
now.
Wow. What we're about to partake in is right up Ellie's Alley.
Ellie's Alley!
That's She's pumped.
New, you know what? We need a shirt for that. Ellie's Alley.
And so what? This might be the wrong order in which to do this, but that's all right. This is Glacial Till's Caramel Apple Cider. And if you know anything
Bring
about cider,
on over.
You obviously know that
Stricky gets a little stingy
Stricky.
Here, Nick.
You That's obviously right. know that That's cider right. is made from apples, and this is their seasonal cider, so it's meant to taste like a caramel apple, but in an alcoholic beverage. And I figured this would be right up Ellie's alley.
It's perfect because I've had it before.
Because you've had it before?
I like this stuff.
Mm-hmm. Are you in
it? I saw it.
Do you like the caramel apples in the fall?
Whoa. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Go to like the pumpkin patch and do that sort of thing?
This is definitely an October type of brew. Like even right now at night, getting on the little hay rack ride.
Yeah.
Riding out with a little blanket.
Yeah.
Boom. Grab you one. Carve it out. Yeah.
Clicky
for Stricky.
The other thing I like about it is that when you think caramel apple cider, you think it's going to be like super, super sweet. It's a little sweet, but it's not cloyingly sweet.
It's not overbearing.
No.
Yeah. And, I don't want to be drinking diabetes. I just want to be able to enjoy it. And it's just enough sweet to give it interest, but not enough to make it make your teeth hurt.
Mm-hmm. It's a patio pounder. How much is the quality of the alcohol?
5.5.
Yeah. Ooh. So that's a nice sweet spot right there. You could have a couple of those and not get too silly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but if you are in Ellie's Alley, you have about three of those, four of those. It's
and
over
the pumpkin
with.
Patch looks a little different.
We're gonna get technical. I'm not even gonna explain myself.
These are.
I don't even have to explain myself.
This is incredible.
What's your take here, Miss Ellie?
I really like it.
Yeah?
You did a good job.
I did. All right. I see you got a Nebraska Wesleyan shirt on.
I go there.
Oh,
she
you do? Oh, my son played football there.
When?
4 or 5 years ago. He was a defensive end. He's a big boy.
Yeah. I'm on my senior year, so I probably didn't know him.
Yeah. That's all right.
This is incredible.
I get the apple up front and the caramel on the back.
Yeah, the caramel definitely follows the apple.
Follows the back. I agree.
I just appreciate also get green apple, not red apple.
I think that's fair. Yeah, it's got a little bit of that green apple tartness, almost like a Granny Smith.
Yeah.
Versus like a red delicious apple, which would be a little bit softer style of sweetness. And I think it's perfect.
I just appreciate that it's not overbearingly sweet. Because like
you wonder, like, you always talk about patio pounders, mm-hmm. right? Like, if it's too sweet or too overbearing, you won't be able yeah. to just sit there and enjoy. But this is something where it's like you can grab yourself, you know, four of these and kick back
yeah.
for an evening. I think it would also pair really well with a lot of stuff on the grill. Like,
good brat.
I get like pork.
Like a teriyaki pork.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That has a little bit of that.
That's where I'm sitting there.
Yeah.
That's where I'm sitting there, where you're sitting on the patio.
Little mango.
Yeah.
Little mango something.
Making something on the grill, the Blackstone, and pour a couple of these out.
Little yaki with a little fried rice.
Yes.
Yeah.
Ooh,
that's what I'm saying.
Are we calling it the yaki now?
Is that what you're going to bring next time?
Well, I suppose I could.
can we just pause for a second? Said a little yaki.
Yeah.
Is that what we call it?
That's short for teriyaki. Little yaki.
How many people call it a little yaki?
I don't know. It's Uncle Kev.
You call it Little Yachty?
If we're starting something, that's fine. I just want to make sure I'm up on
it. Here's the question. Uncle Kev, do you listen to any Little Yachty?
Little Yachty.
You know, I can't say it that I do.
Little Yachty.
I'm familiar with Little Yachty.
Lil.
But I can't say that I... partake okay. in his music.
Okay, sounds good.
No, you listen to Lil Nas X?
No. What, Stricky? What's wrong with you?
What's wrong with you?
I'm hip.
Don't I know ask what you're questions saying. You don't want to answer to.
And Biggie.
Hold on. Yeah.
No, he's not.
Is the go-to on Kevin's playlist?
My favorite band right now is a band
Eagles.
Called Dope Lemon.
Dope Lemon.
Like that little nice.
Your time and expertise are valuable. Making Focus one of the most important resources to have at work. These days, professionals spend nearly half the work week on written communication, and it can be difficult to stay on task with all the emails and documents you have to get through. With Grammarly as your AI writing partner, you can stay focused and quickly get through your work with relevant real-time suggestions wherever you write. It works across 500,000 apps and websites, so it can help with everything from brainstorming presentation ideas to sounding more confident and persuasive in emails and reports. For 15 years, Grammarly has offered best-in-class communication support and enterprise-grade security on a business model that doesn't sell your data. 93% of professionals report that Grammarly helps them get more work done. Download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast.
Bernie Marino is looking out for himself, not us. Marino is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Marino has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination. One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Moreno has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Moreno take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by Ask Me People, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Yeah, it's got a little, it's just a, got a different vibe to it.
Jimi Hendrix style?
No. It's got a little kind of slow, a little stand up bass, a little bit of rhyme, a little bit, like acoustic. It's just a little bit different type of vibe.
What's the group that sings?
This should be good.
Dang, how does it go?
You like Lil Nas X?
Get it up, get it down.
DMX?
No.
Well,
they play rock, but they rap.
I'm not.
A 311 type of thing?
There you go.
All right.
That's them. Well, yeah. They're from here, too. Aren't they?
That's Omaha.
They're from Omaha.
Yeah.
No, that's the Killigans you're thinking.
Band that song.
Oh, wow.
All right.
Stricky, I can tell you some 311 stories from Kevin's college years.
Oh, let's hear it. Story time with Kevin.
No,
he said he could, not he's going to.
I'm glad there's a statute of limitations. But so most of those guys went to Westside, and my very best friend from college was a Westside grad, and they
Limp
were all,
Biscuit. My wife's a Westside really grad.
Limp Bizkit. I'm sorry. I had to say that before I forgot.
Yeah, a little Fred Durst.
Was thinking, yeah, Limp Durst. Bizkit. That's what I was thinking about. Okay.
Did it all for the nookie?
Kev went back to a certain place when he said that.
Yeah,
he looked up and he was like, yeah, did it all.
Oh, no. I've been around.
Flashback. Uncle Kev.
But we had a good time with 311 back in the day. I can just
interesting
put it there.
All Disc Golf Jake says, oh, snap, dope lemon. Uncle Kev is with it.
See?
With it. On the scene. Way to go.
I don't want to toot my own horn.
You dabble.
Can you toot Charles Krug's horn?
Yes, I can. In fact, let's get back on subject. Thank you for bringing everything.
Yeah, Ellie does not want that. This is too dry for Ellie.
This will be a little bit dry for Ellie, especially
after this week.
Following, I haven't tasted it. I just smelled it.
This isn't Ellie. This isn't Ellie's alley.
Following the cider. But so this has an interesting story. So Charles Krug is the oldest estate in Napa Valley. Mm. And he taught the Mondavi brothers the wine business. After Prohibition,
I remember them.
You know Robert Mondavi. Yeah, everyone knows who Robert
Mondavi.
Yeah,
we've heard the stories.
Robert and his brother Peter, they bought his estate after Prohibition, and they were young, hot-headed Italian boys, and ended up in a fist fight in the front yard. So Robert quit and went on to become the world's most famous winemaker, Robert Mondavi, and his brother stayed put at Charles Krug, and now his grandsons and granddaughters own and operate it. But I think there's honestly something to be said for the land, the facilities, the knowledge, all of that stuff. If you have to create all that from scratch, it's really, really, really expensive. If you can hand it down through generations, including not just your physical, tangible equipment, but also the knowledge and philosophy and maybe a couple of little secrets, it is more sustainable. And so I think that if it were anybody else located where they're located at the quality that they make, the wines would easily have to be double the price. This is their Merlot. 2021 was a very, very good year for them. And we don't do a lot of Merlot, but I think Merlot is kind of making a comeback. And I think it's one of the world's best grape varietals, but it just kind of got a bad rap for a while. And so I thought I'd bring it in, share it with you. This is a Napa Valley red wine from Charles Krug, the oldest estate in Napa.
Who had the worst fight, them or Houston's and Hillstone?
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Hatfields and McCoys.
Hatfields and McCoys?
No. You remember Houston's, right? You ever been to a Houston's restaurant and like ate their ribs? And you've never been to Houston's? None of you?
No, we don't spend time in Texas.
I've been to Houston once, not Houston's.
So what happened was they both were owners together.
Right.
There was some form of a split. I think the Houston's one, they were mad at how, I guess, but it's the same menu. And so one of them just decided to bow out, and then now there's still Hillstone. He kept it. I think he might have bought his share out or something. But
started Hillstone became a competitor, de facto competitor.
Yeah.
It's like the whole there are still a few CVS Houston's and Walgreens around. Stuff.
Yeah?
CVS and Walgreens.
Is that how they split too?
Something like that.
So
great example. They're actually owned by the same company.
Is that right?
I want to know.
CVS and Walgreens are part of the same company.
You brought that up.
CVS and Walgreens.
Who bought who out? CVS or Walgreens?
We don't need to talk
about
this.
I believe CVS bought Walgreens.
Dang, I thought it was the other way around.
It was like 10 years ago.
So this is something you're buying the product, obviously. How much of this are you buying the label, though?
You know, it's a classic script label. To me, that's an attractive label. That's what a wine label should look like. Now, what's interesting, they did this multi-million-dollar study on retail wine purchasing habits. And they found that while the overall quantity of wine purchased wasn't that much different between men and women. Women will do 70% more purchases. So they'll buy fewer bottles, but shop more often. Men were hunter-gatherers. So we're going to buy a case at a shot. We find something we like. You find a shirt you like, you're going to buy three of the same ones, maybe three different colors.
Pace them up, man.
Right?
Pace
it up.
I love bulk.
So,
okay, Costco.
So what a lot of these wineries started doing was creating labels to be more appealing to women in a retail setting. And so they, you know, would put brighter colors, maybe a, you know, cute little character, give it a fun name, whatever else. This to me is like completely void of any fat. It's just a classic script. It says Charles Krug. It's got a just kind of a stencil of the house on the estate. It says since 1867. It gives you the vintage, the varietal, and the region, and that's it. And wow. And I kind of like that.
Simple.
And it's history.
And it's history.
Good. All works out.
It's really good.
It's
good
very stuff. Good.
Speaking
very
of history, good. 13th and South, stop in and see a piece of history right here in Lincoln.
That's right. Lincoln's oldest bottle shop. We've still got the original neon from, the cork and bottle is from 1965. The Myers, prior to 1978, it said Tavlin's. My father bought the store from a gentleman by the name of Mitch Tavlin, who his son, John Tavlin, actually started Nebraska Diamond. Now John's daughter or daughters perhaps own and operate Nebraska Diamond. But so there's some classic family lineage there. Mitch was like another grandfather to me growing up. He used to kind of doze off in the office. And when you open the door, there was a chime. It go bing bong, and so we would hit the chime to wake up Mitch, thinking there was a customer walking through the door, and then we'd run and scatter, and he had to be like, "Damn kids, bing
that's
bong,
awesome!"
But that was kind of a fun story from I was probably 7 years old at the time.
That's
I
awesome.
Think that's still a classic meme, bing bong.
That's great. That's great,
Kevin. Thank you.
What are these running? If I'm interested in picking up some of that cider, what are we running?
The ciders we have them singled out for our, I believe, $1.89 a piece.
That's cheap.
They're about $11 a six pack.
Yeah,
you do save a little bit of money by buying the six.
And I'm
going to
buy a
the
six.
Singles. The wine is on the shelf every day for $29.99. One of like I said, Napa Valley's oldest estate, $30.
Yeah,
high level stuff. And one of my absolute favorite wineries to choose from.
Guys, that caramel apple
slam
is good for hoodie weather.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
We're
right around the corner.
Right
when
there.
Are we going to have the ticket ride down the O Street on the bike thing?
Oh, let's get a whole group therapy bike?
We need a ticket. We need a ticket ride up. You need to set that up, Nick.
I am good.
Set that up, Nick.
I don't know.
And then everything Kevin Meyer is on the boat.
I'll sponsor it.
Is that right?
There we go. If I get to come along.
Absolutely. You're always welcome.
See, I try to set Nick up, and you see how he just, look, it's like I'm trying to pass a rock, and he's looking at me like,
he took that 2-0 knee high fastball and watched it right go
bingo
right down the pipe. Didn't take a swing or
bingo.
Nothing.
Gosh, Kev, good
his
to
favorite
see
player is Adley Rutschman, so it only makes sense. We'll go to break, Kevin. Thank you as always.
Thank
we got
you.
Old School J Foreman coming up next.
At Kroger Pharmacy, Care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.